Good morning. Good morning. For our theme today, it is called I Already Know What She Will Say. Okay. So take a breath and rest in the real that there is no person here to be speaking, and there is no person there to be listening. All is conscious awareness, or all is God, all is the source, all is the absolute. That is all that is present, and that is the I that I am. So contemplate some time that if there is speaking and listening going on, then it would have to be consciousness speaking and consciousness listening, because there is no other presence. So for our moments together, just be empty, empty of giving attention to thoughts, empty of concepts and opinions, empty. And we're letting the muscles relax with each breath. We're just letting go. Letting the face muscles relax and the shoulders relax. Letting go for these moments and resting in nothing. We're releasing the illusion of time, that there is a today and tomorrow. We let go any future projections and ideas. We're just enjoying empty. Empty of all things, empty of opinions and beliefs. We are resting in the naturalness, in the emptiness. We're resting back in the stillness that is the self. So I'd like to take a moment this morning, just a minute here, and I want to ask the question, what is consciousness? What is conscious? To be conscious is to be aware, to be awake. It is to be cognizant. It is to be mindful. It is to be sensible. It is to be alert. So those are the definitions of consciousness. You might want to take a moment later today and just reflect on that for a little bit. Being conscious awareness is not a woo-woo. It's just being awake, being in that state of mindfulness. And no idea what happened with the camera. Well, there we are. And then just reflect on what does it mean when it is spoken that you are conscious awareness? That's just another term for God. It's another term for Buddha. It's another term for Brahman. It's another term. It's just another term, meaning. And these are just words as well. The infinite presence. But always know that these are just words that we're using. And to take the moments to actually go sit in the silence, to recognize in the stillness the deeper meanings. So I just thought that that might be something that you might like to ponder for a few minutes as your day goes along. Okay. So there were a few emails over what we were talking over last week, and that they were stating how helpful they were for them. And I want to thank you for that, and I appreciate you're letting me know. It's always nice to hear from you guys in that regard. Or even if something didn't go well and you have a question on it. Okay. So I appreciate that. Thank you. What we're going to do today is take up a common comment that I hear now and again. And basically it is, I feel like I'm having a hard time, or I'm feeling confused, or I'm feeling frustrated or angry. And perhaps I could get in touch with Mary, but I already know what she is going to say. So I don't really need to do that. I'll just keep pushing away at this. Okay. Or I don't want to bother her with things that we've gone over before. First of all, beloveds, you're never a bother. I love hearing from you. So let's look at this, look at this one here. And it's not actually a request, but it was in the email, and I thought it would be nice to address it. Okay. And it's in regard to last Sunday's get together. It was said, I find the discipline isn't so much knowing and seeing that I am here, as you talked about in the first half. That's clear enough. It's more remembering that only I am here, especially when there appears to be other personalities needing something from me. I know you say, who's me? And I do understand that all I ever experience is my own consciousness, my own self, no person. But if I'm honest, my ongoing challenge and practice is a case of continually bringing myself back to the remembrance of oneness. If this ties in with what you plan for Sunday, that would be wonderful. Okay. So the thought, I know what she's going to say, is quite common because you do know what I'm going to say. You've heard it a lot. But have you ever thought to question that? Okay. And yes, mind can get bored with repetition. And it does things like lose attention or falls asleep or even makes the claim, I already know that. that is mine. But recognize that intellectual knowing is only the beginning. Out from that will come the experiential awareness. Okay. So ask the question, what will she say? When you're going through these things, what would she say? What would Mary say? And then the other question is, why will she say it? Why? So the statement here, I do understand that all I ever experience is my own consciousness, my own self, no person. But my ongoing challenge and practice is a case of continually bringing myself back to the remembrance of oneness. So first of all, let's recognize it is mind, it is thought that is making a claim. I already know So it is mind. Given that the statement already says no person. Okay. It is mind that says, I already know that. But what happens with those thoughts accepted and believed? You may stop questioning it, the thoughts. You may stop challenging the thoughts. And you may stop not accepting thoughts as truth. And in that, you are then giving authority to the thoughts or mind to live your life. We're going to follow this all the way through. So if there is a statement being spoken over and over again, then in the question, there must then be that there is still the acceptance of attempting to be what you are not. There is no person. There are no ideas or thoughts arising about I already know that. The mind has then been transcended, and the thoughts are no longer seen as anything. They are nothing. Let's take a minute now. I want to look sincerely from the heart as to exactly what that belief is doing in your life. What if you did not challenge? What if you did not question? What if you continued to accept the ideas and the thoughts that were being presented that you are not what you are already? What does that life look like? So the ongoing challenge and the practice to bring myself back to remembrance of oneness. Yes, there I would have said, who is this self that has to come back to the self? Oneness is a state of being. It's not a state of mind. So where is this one that must come back to remembering that there is only one? Where is that? That is mind. That is thoughts. There is no person. And you can look, and we all do this. We all, in our beginning, we have to pull ourselves back from the world. We look out, we see, and we get involved. Our attention goes there, and then we have to right, come back. Take that breath and return to self. Self what? Self attention. Myself was always there, hadn't gone anywhere. The attention of myself wandered away. And then the self took a breath and brought its attention back to itself. There's not a person there trying to bring the attention to the self. So in your practice of any practice, but bringing your awareness back to attention on, look at it as devotion and the loving of self. Out of loving self, I get out of the bed at 2 in the morning if I'm awake. And sit in meditation. Out of loving the self, when I recognize I'm wandering out into the world of separation again, I take a breath and I out of love, not out of work, not out of some challenge that I have to do this in order to know myself. No, I do not. It is out of love. Out of love. So if there is a challenge there that I have to, that I somehow have to bring my attention back to myself, then yes, you look at that. But you look at it as a loving devotion. So when we make the statement, or when we have the thoughts and the ideas that I have a challenge, I have a challenge, I have this challenge, I change the thoughts, I change the thinking, I change the attitude of the statement. I change that, recognizing there's no person here to have a challenge. There's nothing here to have a challenge. If you are in the knowingness and the lovingness that there is but one present, always present, then you would have to be saying God has some kind of a challenge to bring his attention or her attention back to his self as being God. Otherwise, the statement is coming from a place of person. So recognize it is mind thought saying, mind is saying, I have a challenge. See that. And just so long as that statement is embraced and believed, then just that long will there be the belief that there is actually a challenge to somehow overcome? Because that's what challenge means. If I have a challenge somewhere within me, I am making the statements, I have to overcome this in order to, I have to get past this in order to. There is work I have to do to get through this challenge. That is mind playing. And you haven't yet understood it is mind playing. But you're not playing. You're very serious about this, and I appreciate that. But it has to be seen as it is. It is by the power of your own being that when you make a declaration, it is so. So, back through our other get-togethers, remember that we have a challenge to the idea of, I have a challenge. First, to see it coming from mind, that God does not have a challenge. So you see that, right? And that's part of the rebuttal to that thought is God having a challenge to be what it already is? Because that's what the statement is saying. I have to get through this challenge in order to be what I am. This challenge of not seeing people as others, as separate, as not seeing them as separate identities. I have to get through this challenge in order to be what I am. Now, those words might not be coming in order to be what I am, but subtly, down in the basement, they're there. So we would question, is God having a challenge to be what it is already? And since the answer is no, okay, then the next question would have to be, then why would there be a challenge at all? Who would be having the challenge? So again, it is clear seeing. And then when that recognition comes, there's just, yeah, very lighthearted understanding. And then also, remember our practice to question any thought whatsoever that is tempting us to believe and to act on the idea or thought that is saying, I am not the pure presence now. Or, I am not the presence of oneness yet. You already are that. And if attention wanders, it wanders. Lovingly bring it back to source. Bring it back to self. So, if the attention wanders off at times, what does that mean? Does it mean I'm not what I already am? No. All it means is that attention wandered off. So, who is it that would even say that there's something wrong with that? What would have that thought? I might be delving quite deeply into the idea of challenge, but it was presented and I felt that it was a good topic. So we are the ones that accept the thoughts. So it is we that create a something called challenge where there is none. There is none. Okay. And as I said, then we can work to overcome that challenge. But the challenge that does not really exist. This is mind at play. It is all just mind stuff. So, where is the law written that says it's wrong that my attention would wander away? Or it's wrong that I don't see others as the oneness of myself? Okay. But the loving devotion is there. That is what is keeping you. In your practices. So we give a thought or an idea a power that they do not naturally have. Okay? Recognize that. A thought, any thought, has no power. You have to give it a power. But in and of itself, it does not have it. So when we are giving the thoughts a power that they do not have, that is when we are not seeing anything clearly at all. Okay. For that moment, for that minute, for that day, however long it takes us to recognize that we have, or I have given over to something, a power that it doesn't have. And then I allow it to lead me to cause actions, to cause more thoughts, more thinking. So recognize that clear seeing is not going to take place in the mind when you look at what you now are calling an other, and that the joy and the smiles and the love just wells up. That's not coming from mind, that is coming from the heart. So are these thoughts that we pick up and hold to, they are transcended in the stillness. When you take those moments and you sit in the silence, there's no thoughts at work there. If you're in that stillness, if you are resting in the heart, if you are resting in the self that is yourself, even if you do not know it fully, completely, and totally, and intimately, it doesn't matter. You are claiming self. And you're resting there. That is where the clear seeing is. And in that clear seeing, we do not pick up a thought as truth again. And sitting in that stillness, from acknowledging self, is ever present. And that is my being. Again, no matter how deeply, how strongly, or how lovingly you are, it doesn't matter. What matters is your attention is on what is. So, through that, there is a waning to the thoughts, and they lose their intensity. Why? Because you're not giving them a power. And they fade. Even the thought idea, I have a challenge. Even the thought idea, I'm not there yet. Again, any thought that tempts you to believe you are not already what you are, it has no power. So it is about clear seeing. But it's not about seeing who you are. That already is. You do not have to try to see who and what you are. But see clearly what you are not. You are never going to be what the thoughts seem to be claiming that you are. Now, since oneness is already, it does not require thoughts to prove that it is already. Okay? But again, as long as you believe in the thoughts to the contrary of who you are, then you live in that dream. But only as long as you give your loving attention to them. So, continually bringing your attention back to the self. Not necessarily the concept of oneness, but bringing your attention home. Taking that breath. All is well. Doesn't matter if I saw the 8 billion people out there and said that there's 8 billion people out there. It doesn't matter. The recognition that no, wait, just so. Quietly, gently, lovingly. So the key is just bringing attention back to yourself. Again, not the concept of oneness, not the concepts about God, not the concepts of love and infiniteness and eternal, nothing, just a breath and no thinking, no thoughts, no chatter, no comments, just quiet. And yes, it is an appearance of others. Yes, it is an appearance of separation. But what have you contemplated about the concepts of appearances? So what happens when you have the thought idea that, my gosh, I'm seeing others, and this one wants that, and that one wants that. What happens is like a retreating back into old habits of thoughts, thoughts of others, thoughts of separation, separate from me. So we retreat into those old habits. Now, that is the action when the thought comes that perhaps the thought is, I'm not seeing them as the oneness. I'm not seeing them as myself. Okay, that's okay. Okay. But in that acceptance that there's something amiss here and I shouldn't be doing that is the retreat back into the old habits of thoughts about what? Perhaps that I haven't attained yet, or I haven't gotten it yet. Whatever they are, it doesn't matter. They are thoughts. It is the play of mind. Thoughts don't actually know they're doing anything. They're just coming and going. Okay, it's us that makes the big fuss about them. Okay. But out of that old habit then gets created the challenge or the something I have to do. Something I have to learn or get right. No, 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 no. The concept of separation is because we see space between objects, and because we see bodies, and because we see labels. The mind then represents to us in thoughts and words separation. That's all separation is. It's how the mind and perception are wired. So you look at that, okay, that's what it appears as. Now, let me rest in the heart in what is the truth. And the truth, again, it does not need words, thoughts, doesn't need anything. Just rest in that emptiness. So when mind is saying there's separation where there isn't any, okay, and creating a challenge where there isn't one, take a moment at that moment, take a moment and reflect. Where in all of this mind stuff, where has that presence of God reality left itself? Where has it gone? Is what is there still the very essence and presence? Yes. Are you seeing as a body, is as a body and an other? Yes. Okay. There's nothing wrong there. Take the breath, come home. All is well. Mind appearances, mind thoughts. This is what you want to see clearly. This play of mind. And just nip it in the bud. Just stop trying to let mind interpret mind thoughts for you. It doesn't know what it's talking about. Okay. All is well. You are the beloved one right now. So, seeing clearly is to see what is going on. So again, back to the one thing of having a challenge. You would want to know at that time, well, what does mind want? If there's been a challenge created, obviously it's for some purpose, right? So you would want to question that. What is mind and thoughts looking for by making that statement? Since I'm not thoughts, I'm not even think the thinking. I'm not the thinker. And I'm not the body and I'm not the mind, so you have to ask who's making this claim or what is making this claim. Come back home. Since I already am what I am, what is making this claim? And then also, when you find that you've been embroiled in a lot of thoughts that you didn't want to be in, you have to ask. You have to. Can consciousness actually go away? Can it leave? No, it cannot. You are always that presence of consciousness, and that's where you always want to start from. I already am pure conscious awareness. I already am that. Start there. Don't have to seek, so start there. And then if there's a discomfort, if there feels like there's something going on, then look at it. Their thoughts, remember that. They are not yourself. They are not even coming from yourself. Thoughts are like floating in this ocean of consciousness. And some draw our attention and some do not. Recognize that. So if it seems that your divine self has somehow slipped away, you have to ask, what thoughts are being allowed to seemingly take that away or move it aside? Because that's totally impossible. You cannot lose yourself, get rid of yourself, or not be yourself. So if there is a sense of that taking place, then ask. Has God left the building? Has consciousness gone somewhere where I'm not? Question. It's like molded. Question everything. But thoughts, they're just coming and going. They're just coming and going. So do not let them be, or do not allow them to be the center of attention to create a challenge. Okay. No. All right. So how is it that is it okay? You all know what I'm going to say, and I recognize that lovingly, and I appreciate it. And again, I love it. So yes, there, Miss. Good morning. Comments or questions? Yes, love.
I don't have a question, but Wow, you really stirred up the pot. Whoa, we took this to a new level here. Thank you.
The pot. That's me. I'm here.
Yeah,
Stir it up.
get all that stuff off the bottom and let it
Yeah.
float up.
Yeah.
That's where all the meat is. Oh, ah, Mary, that was great.
Thank you, though.
'Something to do today.
'Mary, thank you so much for devoting the whole session to this today, for
My
answering it so
pleasure.
thoroughly.
Okay. I'm glad you could make it.
Me too.
All right. Come on, this is your time.
Mary, I will
Okay.
have to listen to it again because it often happens that I'm listening, and then I drift away almost sleeping. Then I
Yes.
come back, then you're talking. Yeah, I need to listen to it in whole,
Yes.
in a continuum again.
Yes,
Yeah, that's why I'm
that's
not asking now.
okay.
Yeah.
You can ask later then. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not unusual. when there are things that do get stirred up, when there are things that come along, there is sometimes an unconscious resistance. And again, the way mind deals with that is loss of attention or falling asleep. Okay. So that's mind's way of not having to deal with it right now. It doesn't want to. And that's okay. That's good. If you recognize that that's the play. That's mind playing. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, love. So. All right. Okay. Right. Well, if there's no comments or questions, I guess we'll call this complete. All right. So let us pray. Most beloved self, I am grateful to be led from darkness to light. I am grateful to see truth in the fog of misunderstanding. I am grateful to be led from death to life. And I am grateful that I can see clearly from my heart. I pray, most beloved self, burn from me all that is not you in the fire of love. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Om Namaste.